In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor brings in some guests to talk about this year's Insect Fear Film Festival.
On Saturday, the 36th annual Insect Fear Film Festival will take place in Fullinger Auditorium on the U of I campus. As part of the celebration, this week's commentary is written and voiced by three graduate students from the Department of Entomology, Jonathan Tetley, Rachel Skinner, and Scott Clem. The theme for this year's festival is termites.
Despite the sadistic portrayal of these insects in the festival's feature film, termites are truly fascinating. They are classified as exhibiting the highest level of sociality, termed eusociality, in which individuals cooperate as a group and exhibit a caste system consisting of workers, soldiers, and reproductives. The reproductives, or kings and queens, are important for establishing new colonies. They emerge in massive winged swarms where virgin queens mate with short-lived kings and disperse to form new colonies. Termite colonies can become massive. In Brazil, a super colony, estimated to be nearly 4,000 years old and consisting of nearly 200 million mounds, covers an area the size of Great Britain and is visible from space. Some of these mounds are over 10 feet tall. Termites are also fascinating at the microscopic level. They host an entire community of specialized symbiotic microorganisms that break down unpalatable cellulose into simpler digestible molecules.
Most people solely think of termites as being wood-eating pests that destroy homes and wreak havoc on wooden structures. However, with over 3,100 species described throughout the world, only a select few of these insects deserve this infamous reputation, while all provide vital ecosystem services. Termites are essential decomposers of wood and other cellulose materials, and they are a major food source for a variety of organisms, including humans. In a number of cultures, termites are collected during nuptial flights, clipped of their wings, and then either roasted or fried. Because of their nutrient density and ability to convert inedible waste into consumable products, termites have even been proposed as a potential sustainable source of food in space. Termites have also been associated with numerous bio-inspired design projects. Modern buildings have begun to incorporate passive cooling inspired by termite nest design. The Eastgate Center in Zimbabwe, for example, has incorporated this system and is incredibly energy efficient, using only 10% of what is required by a comparable conventional building.
Why did termites incorporate temperature control elements in the first place? Certain species of termites grow fungal farms in their nests as a source of nutritious and digestible food. However, this creates a problem because the fungi require a specific temperature in order to survive. Termites solve this by creating a vast array of heating and cooling vents, which can be manipulated to regulate airflow and temperature. Not convinced that termites are more than just pests that destroy the foundation of your home? Stop by the Insect Fear Film Festival on February 23rd to learn more about these amazing creatures. Doors to Fullinger Auditorium open at 6 p.m. for exhibits and activities. Specific to the theme of this year's film festival, there will be termite exhibitions, including exotic termite displays, termite puppets, and live termites you can manipulate using pheromones. An introduction by Entomology Department Head May Barenbaum will be given at 7 p.m., followed by animated shorts and our feature film, Alien Apocalypse. Admission is free. For more information, just search Insect Fear Film Festival.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.